James in the Heights. He says, Tom, we're buying a townhouse in the Heights in March, and we have about 7 weeks to complete our pre-move-in projects, and I'm stuck on what kind of flooring to install in about 700 square feet of upstairs bedrooms. It currently has a carpet on plywood decking, and we'll remove the carpet, he says, and we'd like to install either natural or engineered hardwood. Any preference on which would be appreciated?
I think if today I'd go with the engineered. You have a better finish on there, and you don't have to finish it in place, so you eliminate a lot of the mess with the sanding and the staining and sealing it. So engineered hardwoods, I think, are the best way to go. And the other good thing is they are finished on all the sides, so you have less problems with warping and stuff, although on a second or third floor in those townhomes, you probably wouldn't have too much of a problem.
It just depends how high the water rises.
That's true.
All right. Now, he was looking at one from flooring wholesaler, you know, with the yellow sign on it.
Yes.
And he said a brand there, he says it got poor reviews, and that's an engineered wood. So I guess all engineered wood is not equal, obviously.
No, and there's a lot of them. That's why you really need to go to someone who's experienced in all the different flooring, like Texas Floors here in town.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
because they know what's good and bad, and there's so many of them out there right now. It's hard for a person who buys at one time to know the difference. And you can read on the internet, like, you know, Charlie, till you're blue in the face, and you're never going to get something that's actually real. You get a lot of false. It's like fake news. You got to find the real news and the fake news.
Don't buy fake floors.
Exactly.